fastened to an iron rod up here. Has bolts that holds it in.
Mm-hmm. People used to sharpen their plows.
Yeah, sharpen plow points.
On what?
On, where you have a, on an anvil, and you have, you heat them, and you have a blower, a bellus, and a duck nest that you put the coal in and stick this point in there, and then you take them out with tongs and put them down on a, hold them on an anvil and beat them with a hammer.
My goodness. We did, they did do things the hard way.
Yeah. I listen, I sold a whole blacksmith shop. I'd already sold my anvil. But I had the duck nest and the blower, the bellows, they call it. Here about a month ago.
Is that right? Well, this was now like a home blacksmith shop?
Yeah. All farmers used to sharpen their own plow points.
Well, they'd have to. They couldn't waste time going.
You know, a blacksmith now is just about to be a lost art.
That's something else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's, no one knows about it.
No, and shoeing horses, you know. Of course, I guess it's people.
What do you call those things you put on the horses when you shoe them?
Horseshoes.
Right, is there a game that people play with that?
Yeah, throwing, pitching horseshoes.
When you put horseshoes on a horse, you put them on his what?
Hoops, on his feet. You know, but I didn't mean
how do
that.
You do that? Do you, have you ever watched somebody shoe
a horse? Yeah, many times. Well, they fit these shoes, they heat them, and then they fit them to the horse's foot, and then they trim the hoofs, and then they drive them, put nails in there, but you got to know what you're doing, because if you don't, you'll ruin their feet, and they drive these nails through these hoofs, and then bend them down.
One of his hoofs would be his, just one of them would be a
foot,
or a hoof. Just the singular of hoofs. One hoof.
One foot?
Okay. That'll be fine. What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Axles.
All right. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into lengths or saw it into lengths?
That you lay a log on?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't they call it a rack?
That's what I heard before.
Uh-huh.
What about something that has an A shape to the end? Something you might lay planks across to saw them. Horses or saw horses?
Yes, saw horses. Oh, yeah.
Would they be used for logs or just for lumber?
Well, they're mostly used for lumber because, you see, they're, have you ever seen one?
Mm-hmm. I've seen one.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen a rack, though.
Well, now, you know, they make a rack. Somehow they take some heavy, like a 2x4 for the ends and put them like this, you know,
mm-hmm.
and let them come up, and then this part down here sits on the ground, and then the logs or lumber, trees can go down in there and they saw them up. That's mostly used for sawing house wood and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. In the morning, you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And if you use one of those, not a comb, but a brush, you say you're going to do what to your hair?
Brush my hair.
All right. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
You're going to shoot. Bullets.
All right, something else that you put in
the cottage.
All right, I'm sorry I didn't hear.
Cottages.
All right. I thought I heard, but I wasn't sure. Uh-huh. Now let's talk about some toys that maybe you used to play with when you were a child. Suppose you took a plank and laid it across a sawhorse, and one child went up and down.
Seesaw.
And if you're doing that, you say the children are doing what?
Seesawing.